Hi, this is Ted and PK, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Faith Radio Mornings.
To learn more about our show or how you can help support us, log on to faithradionet.com. Faith Radio Mornings, and good morning to you. Thank you so much for listening as we're talking, of course, just setting up the next pieces. We have some more news stories from See You at the Poll, so we'll be doing that in just a moment. But first, we want to welcome John and Kendra Smiley, and we're going to be talking kind of to the dads today and how dads are so important in our kids' well-being and to their encouragement. Welcome, you guys. Nice to have you on board this morning.
Great to be with you.
Thank you.
Well, so many times, I think a lot of different things get left to mom. I'll just throw this out there and we'll start from here. But, you know, how important is it, John, especially, I'll address you first. How important is it for kids to hear encouragement and just those words from their dad?
Oh, I think it's very, very important. And it doesn't make any difference if it's a son or a daughter. Dads play a crucial role in the parenting thing. And so dads out there need to definitely be engaged in the parenting role.
Yes, indeed. You know, as a dad sometimes, John, sometimes I think, am I saying it too much? Because sometimes I'll get the response from one, especially my older daughter, who's 11. Yes, Dad, I know you love me, or you believe in me, or whatever it is, and kind of roll her eyes a little. Doesn't mean I should back off, though, does it?
Not any at all. Yeah. You definitely hang right in there, because even though she's saying that, she needs that encouragement and she needs the, you know, she needs you to be doing and saying those things.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I would have loved, you know, my dad loved me and I loved him, but I would have loved for him to have said those words to me. He was Norwegian, so, you know, that wasn't part of his five words that year, but that's so powerful to have a dad speaking those positive things into their kids' lives, other than just always being the disciplinarian, right, where wait till your father gets home kind of stuff takes place.
Mm. Oh, yeah, and that's a very interesting point, from the point that the dad needs to have that relationship with his kids before the discipline happens. And that's one of the things Kendra and I talk about, do-overs. And that's one of the do-overs that I would like to have, one of the mistakes that I made with our sons. And that was, I kind of had the idea of, well, they knew that I loved them, and I didn't verbalize that to them. I didn't say, I love you. And that's one of those things, if, as a dad, I could go back and do it over, I would definitely verbalize that, those three words, I love you, much more than I did.
But the good news is that you may not get a do-over, but you can pick up where you, when you learn you've made a mistake. So our adult sons hear that a whole lot more than they probably imagined they were going to.
Now, one other thing to keep in mind, too, is kind of a balanced approach to parenting. I think we've touched on this in the past with you, John and Kendra, and that is that I think a lot of times parents are ultra aware of, you know, how maybe dad is the fun one and mom is the hard one, you know, or the disciplinarian. It's important to have a mix of both for both mom and dad, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And actually, you know, there is no such thing as a good cop, bad cop. You're both in this together. You're both doing the parenting role together. And you have different personalities. And that's great, because that shows the kids, who then have their own personality, that one way is not better and or worse. They're just different.
How do you work that in with not wanting to demand respect? Okay, you talk about the relational disciplinarian, okay? And yeah, when we discipline our kids, sometimes we do it because they aren't respecting the rules of the house, or they aren't respecting something that you've asked them to do. And all you have to do, you just keep hammering on it and hammering on it. Where is that fine line sometimes from one to the other?
From being relational to being the disciplinarian?
Right, and still being relational, but demanding that they follow the rules.
Well, I think the relationship is built continually, not just like, oh my goodness, I need to discipline now. Wish I had a relationship. Quick, I got to get one. You know, it's a constant thing. It's being there. It's conversing. It's paying attention to what's going on. It's being interested in what they're interested in. All those things that you would do when you think about building the marriage relationship, you know, when you fell in love with your husband or you fell in love with your wife, you know, you found out what interests them. Oh, I want to find out about that too and be interested. And in essence, we fall in love with our kids the minute we realize they're on their way, but then continuing and building that relationship.
Right, and I think one other thing is we don't talk about very much at all in the parenting realm, and that's how much enjoyment there is in parenting. And I think that parents should enjoy that and just not be a burden or just not be something that they're doing. And I think that plays in, that what you were talking about, the relationship, the discipline, the respect, when those things are all working together, when mom and dad are being the parent, are doing what God called them to do, they will have the relationship, they will be disciplinarians, and it will be an enjoyable thing most of the time. Now, obviously, just like with anything else, there are going to be some hard times, but for the most part, parenting should be an enjoyable thing.
And, or should we say can be an enjoyable thing.
Yeah, right.
And I know I've got some friends that they're afraid that if they are too strict, that they use too much discipline, that it's going to damage that relationship with their kids. But well, does one kind of lead to the other where then the respect is there as well, so it isn't such a fear?
I think that, I love the three little sentences that we share a lot, which is rules without relationship leads to rebellion. Relationship without rules leads to chaos. Rules with relationship leads to respect. And that's really true in those instances.
Right, and I think probably part of that is this, if you are disciplining and you're unfair, then that's not going to be good. But kids are very smart, and so if you're setting up fair rules and you've given them a warning and then you follow through with it, it's not going to hurt your relationship with them. Obviously, we were talking a little bit earlier about respect. You know, how do parents get respect? Well, part of that respect comes from when a parent sets a rule and then follows through. And so obviously, like I said, we want to be fair, we want to be consistent, but we don't want to be wishy-washy either. We want to set up the boundaries, and then the kids know, and that they will pay the consequences if they cross those boundaries. And so I think one of the things that we're kind of looking at today with dads is the difference between the authoritarian and the authoritative, or the dictator dad and the loving dad. And so I think all this plays into it.
Right. We call one the relational disciplinarian and the other the dictator. And really that parenting style has, studies have shown, that makes a big difference in kids having, hope and persistence in the things we want our children to have.
Right. And I think one other thing is, and it's an interesting thing, both of these types of dads love their kids.
Right.
It's not that they don't love their kids. They love their kids. It's just a different type of style from a dad being a dictator or dad being a relational or authoritarian.
John and Kendra Smiley joining us here this morning on Faith Radio Mornings. They have numerous books on parenting, and we have links for their website and information on their books at faithradionet.com. They're also blog contributors at faithradionet.com as well. And the other angle that you take on your most recent post there at our website is how this leads to persistence and instills persistence in our kids. Just say a quick word about that too, please.
Oh, well, you think about, you want your kids to push ahead, to push through, not to stop when they get to a roadblock, to realize they can keep going. They don't have to quit when something gets tough. And there was a study done that showed that dads who were relational disciplinarians, those who built that relationship, just what we've been talking about, built that relationship, encouraged autonomy, encouraged them to be accountable, those sorts of things, they were raising kids who had more hope and persistence. And the dad who was the dictator, we name him the dictator dad,
mm-hmm.
who, as John said, loves his kids, but is basically not encouraging them, A, to grow up, to be accountable, just really being more strict and harsh with the rules, those kids gave up sooner. And wow, when you realize that as a parent, you're like, okay, I know which style I want to develop.
Right, and that dictator dad is not encouraging these kids to start making decisions on his own. And I think that's really important, too, that as a parent, we're trying to work ourselves out of a job so that our kids then can be making godly decisions on their own. And the dictator dad is basically saying, you just do what I tell you to do, and he's not growing that child to make decisions on their own.
Great point. So, and a great post. Again, if people want to read this, just go to faithradionet.com on the right-hand side. Look for John and Kendra Smiley's link there, and you'll see the title of the blog post, Fathers Teach Kids to Keep On Keeping On. We appreciate your insight, guys. Thanks for time with us again today.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.